Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show.
Thank you for asking me. So, what are we going to talk about?
Well, I was going to do the intro first, but I guess you want to jump We've got Patricia Eltinge, Kelly Ward, and myself, and we have we're going to have Dr. Pat do a little bit of teaching first, and then I'll give the phone number for the call-in. Patricia and Kelly, are you available to talk with Dr. Allen?
Yes. I'm here.
Patricia, are you available?
Yes, I'm here. I was muted. I am here to tell you, to ask you some really interesting questions. And we get callers and write-ins asking us about when you speak about the Lyman state. When you talk about that, can you explain to the audience what that is?
What? Say it again.
The Lyman, when you talk about the Lyman. Yes.
Well, between the conscious mind and the unconscious, when you're falling asleep or waking up, you have about 10 minutes in which your brain is tuned in to the conscious mind and the unconscious mind. And so what I do is I ask people, before they go to sleep, to write down their Lyman direction.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so where's my little dot?
You're there. You're here. We hear you. So you were talking about that state between the sleeping and waking, between the... Mm-hmm.
But I'm not getting a button to...
You're here. You're on.
Okay, you've got me on. All right.
Loud and clear.
There's 15 minutes between unconscious and conscious, and if you say that before you fall asleep, three things you intend to think about doing tomorrow, and that's fun, golf, tennis, whatever, or think about what you want to produce in the way of job, housekeeping, whatever. And would you believe it that doing that sets your Lyman to intuitively catch the input during the day so that you can achieve your fun or work goals. So
that,
there's a
yes.
book. There is a book that's called Subliminal, and I can go over and get it right now.
Yes, it's Malinoff. It's a wonderful book about the subconscious.
It's a wonderful book. It's a national bestseller. It's Subliminal, How Your Unconscious Mind Rules Your Behavior. And the author is Leonard Mlodinow, Mlodinow.
That's right. It's excellent.
That's what people do when they want to run their life according to their script, Now, that's a biggie, too.
Right.
So, did you want me to tell you what that is?
Sure, love it.
Okay. Well, do you know that every baby is female for the first couple of weeks of pregnancy? Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
And little baby girls have the dual ability to think and act and to feel and act. Whereas a little boy baby who's a girl, listen to this, this will shake you up. Boys don't be turned into boys by mama's SRI gene until they've been in mama's body for 2 or 3 weeks. So,
wow.
Buddy, what?
Great. That's fantastic news.
Everybody is female for a couple of weeks, and then mother's body triggers the baby boy into reacting to the fact that he's got a male gene there. And so she produces SRI that triggers him into producing male hormones that result within basically about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, into the beginnings of a little boy. And from that moment on, everything that happens and is said and done with that baby, both babies, girls can do, feel, and think right off the bat. Boys are boys, but not for a few weeks. And so that's the reason that people don't always come out the way they're projected. They come out the way their script allows them.
Mm-hmm. And the way their mother's hormones triggered them or not.
That's exactly right. And we might say, oh, he's just a gay guy. Well, I got news for you. Gay is not the right word. It's just everybody is both male and both female, but some baby girls actually get converted into boy babies in a few weeks.
That is fascinating science, Pat. Dr. Pat, that is fascinating science.
I know it. And guess what? Somewhere between that and 3 months, that baby is picking up not only taste, touch, smell, see, and hear, but words and actions. And so I'm a transactional analyst, which is Eric Berne's conversion of Sigmund Freud. And I teach people how to talk and
write.
What?
Right, right.
And I say, and I do this Upanishad, beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, for they become habits. Scripted. Beware of your scripts and habits. They become your character. They determine whether you come up as a boy or as a girl, because the language is different for both of them. Boys are very, very triggered by their intuition. And if you want, Eric Berne's first real book was Intuition and Ego States, where he converted Sigmund Freud into Eric Berne's transactional analysis. And guess what happened to him? He was thrown out of the Transactional Analysts Association and he started the good group that I am a member of, which is International Transactional Analysis Association, which is centered up in San Francisco area. So
right.
This is the beginning of a baby boy and a baby girl, and we humans, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, in the beginning we impact by feelings, taste, touch, smell, see, and hear, and then around 10 months, we start paying attention to sign language, and eventually we start talking, mama, dada, and then we're really into transactional analysis, and that's what I do, okay?
Man, that is just a wonderful synopsis of the basis of your work, Dr. Pat, and we are so fortunate to have had you put your take on all of that. You are the next generation after that, and that is the androgynous semantic realignment that you took off.
Yes, I did. In fact, Eric Byrne took off, too. He wrote a book, What Do You Say After You Say Hello?
Right. And that is communication.
Totally.
That is communication. So, Dr. Pat, we want to have you back next week to give us more of your gems and your genius.
I will bring you my magical scientific information.
And we love it. And that's where we springboard from to help influence the world with communication. Thank you again.
Day.
Yes. Bye for now.
Bye.
I just want to tell, we didn't do the introduction. Patricia, Kelly, and myself, we call in questions. We take your questions. The call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to connect to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback and possibly enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid the call going to spam. And so right now we have, I want to tell you a little bit about the format of the Want Institute. Dr. Pat Allen formed the Want Institute, and Dr. Allen is semi-retired. She comes on the show, but we have three coaches. Patricia Eltage, she's been with Pat for probably 30 years. She specializes with couples relationship contract items. She specializes in sessions with couples, with men, private women. She does the life scripts, and she also does dream interpretation. And Kelly and myself, we were trained by Dr. Allen. We do ladies groups, and we do private sessions as well. And if you want information on hiring us, you can reach me at the Want Institute at 949-723-0338, or you can email me at info@drpatallen.com. Kelly, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
If you're sure. There. Okay. I'm with Dr. Allen for, well, it seems like a very long time in eternity, but I focus a lot on duty dating, dating and relating, and getting to I do. Lately, I've been doing a lot of Chapter 14 work with couples. And I'm having a ball doing it. I'm loving helping the ladies with their boot camp of duty dating and making them get out there and flirt in person.
Thank you. And Patricia Eltage, you're on the line here. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your services?
Well, you did a good job of it. And I'm here for people who call in, but I'm available, and you can call the Want Institute, call Sue at the Want Institute to get in touch with me. I have a book. My book is called The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself. by me, Patricia Eltinge, spelled Eltinge, found on Amazon. All 5-star reviews are appreciated.
So we hope that okay. I do have some write-in questions, but I want to get call-in questions preference. If you have a call-in
of
question,
course.
Our number is 323-203-0815. Okay, ladies, do we have a call? Until we have a call, I have a question here. A lady is asking, do I confirm a date with a man that has already been planned ahead of time, or he is supposed to call or text to confirm the date the day before or day of? She wants to be the feminine. What is your interpretation of, are ladies supposed to do the confirmation when a date is made with the man?
I think it depends on
go ahead.
Whether or not she's seeking data. If the data was loose or what have you, Dr. Pat says they can definitely reach out for data, but if they already know, like where they're supposed to meet or what time he's supposed to come, then don't confirm.
That's what I do too. I have my ladies sometimes, if it's like the day, I tell them to wait until the day before. And if they haven't heard even the day of, I tell them just to drop the hanky by texting, looking forward to our date tonight, just to see if it's still on. You don't ask or confirm, but you just drop the hanky. Patricia, what's your feedback on this question?
That's all good. All good in my book. Both of those sound great.
Okay. And then she says also, after the date, do I send a text to say thank you for dinner or the date, or the masculine man is supposed to send me a text after the date since I am taking the feminine role? Patricia, what's your intake on that?
Well, especially if he took you and he gave you the gift of taking you out, then it's perfectly appropriate to thank him for a wonderful, sensuous evening.
Yeah. Do you support, though, texting him? I tell my ladies to tell him during the date.
That's fine, too. That's fine. That's wonderful. If you forgot to, then text with a little emoji. Have a good time, you know, a smile, very nice date or something. But if you remember and show your appreciation on the spot and always say, oh, so lovely, really had a great time and look forward to hearing from you again.
Yeah, that's Kelly, any change of data that you want to share?
Dr. Pat and I have gone over this around and around and around because, you know, I monitor her ladies' groups. So she typically tells them that she'd prefer they do it in person at the end of the date, like when he's dropping you off or when the date's concluding. She likes to tell the ladies to avoid if they can. But if they were, if they did have a misstep and they didn't thank him for the date, then she says it's okay to reach out. But she'd prefer they not.
Yes. I prefer they not really, too. I prefer to make sure you give him the appreciation at the end of the date and not just mention the activity of the date. Mention something that you enjoyed about him because, you're getting to know him, not just where he's taking you. So you have to make sure you appreciate him, not just
His company. Lovely company.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of times the ladies just want to thank him for that restaurant or dinner, but you have to thank the man as well for his presence and his conversation and getting to know him as well. Okay, 100%. And then
excellent.
Okay, and then here's another one. She says, my ex-husband, which we stopped seeing each other for past couple of months, keeps reaching out to have sex, but he doesn't even come over. I want to meet other men. Do you think energetically this is not good since I am trying to meet other men? Well, I know the answer to that. What do you ladies think?
Go ahead.
Well, I don't think.
Go
ahead, Kelly. Yeah.
I think that if your ex-husband's trying to date you, you need to analyze whether or not and why you're ex with him. I don't think there's anything wrong if you can mend a relationship. And Dr. Allen says go all the way on a relationship so you get the lesson. But it sounds like perhaps maybe the lesson wasn't 100% gotten. I think she should date other people if she really wants to date her ex-husband. I think she's still bonded to him with oxytocin if she continues to have intercourse with him.
That's what I was going to say. If you continue to have intercourse, you're going to stay bonded and you won't be available to the other men.
Yeah, it puts him really in first position. He has the pole position, and the guy in the pole position typically wins the race.
Yeah, yes. So with that, those were the last of the calling questions. I hope we get some live callers. The number's 323-203-0815. If you want the Want Institute, drpetallen.com, we have some new information on our website. There's a list of Dr. Allen's recommended book list, and we have a tab that has board work that has all of her charts, a lot of her, it's got her charts, her a lot of her quotes. She's got all different kinds of information on her teachings. And we even have a free tab that's Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication. It's a video you can watch. It's good for couples and singles. It's got all kinds
of... That's a wonderful video, yeah. I must add. That's a wonderful video for people to get the gist of the work on the communication work for the masculine and feminine positions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got... what makes a man want to commit, how men and women complement each other, characteristics of a rational, committed relationship, how people form relationships, and it's got the relationship contract item sheet. It says what makes a man want to commit, how to attract the right man. These are all information that Kelly and I also teach in our ladies groups as well. And Patricia's excellent in the relationship contract item. When couples are ready to move in or get married, Dr. Allen formatted a sheet that Patricia is now taking over, and she does the relationship contract item sheet. Patricia, do you want to tell the audience a little bit about what's on that sheet and why it's important you move in or marry?
Right. We send out a little homework sheet that I have the couple, each of them have a printout each for themselves to do their separate homework of time, space, money, and play. Now, within those categories, there's time, my time, your time, our time, time spent alone. So that's my time. How we each need to spend time alone. And you negotiate all these items. Space, my space, your space, our space. So when you're going to be living with someone, you definitely want to establish this before you move in, because you don't want to start bickering on every little thing as you go. When you work it out ahead of time, it really cuts a lot of bickering off at the pass. Then there's money. Oh, that's a big one. One of the biggest reasons why couples split up is with discrepancies or money issues. So my money, your money, our money. How money is spent, what's my money that is... So people have to discuss money, how money is spent, how money is saved. So that's huge. Then there's time, space, money, and play. Well, play is... how I need to play. Okay, let's say the husband golfs. There's golfing. Okay, the wife doesn't golf. So we don't want her to be resentful that he golfs and spends 4 hours on the course. So he negotiates that with her. I need every Tuesday and every Saturday I golf with the buddies. And so she finds something to do for herself during that time. And that's a big one. These ladies call themselves golf widows sometimes, and they feel neglected, and then they start resenting, and we want to cut this off at the pass and start negotiating that that's things I need to do. I need to go to my yoga class. He wants to go to his golfing, or he wants to go do whatever he does with the guys, or go to the gym. Ladies need to go to the gym. They have to spend the time they need to make themselves happy too. So when all these categories, after I send out the sheet to work on individually, then the couple comes together and then we have a negotiating session. And that's how it works. It's beautiful.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Thank you. Do you ladies have any questions from your clients that you want to go over so that the audience can?
Yes. Do you have any, Kelly? I have one. And you, Kelly, do you have
one? I have one. Okay. Young woman has been married 6 years and 5 months. Her husband, they have no children, no pets. She works from home and he's an executive. Always he would bring her with him on his business trips. But in the last 3 months, he's disincluded her going with him to travel on business trips. This is causing her to feel insecure and suspicious. Any input, you guys?
Patricia, you want to go through that?
Well, that's a negotiating point. That's to do with space, and that's also to do with time. So this, there's a caller. It looks like there's a caller waiting. Let's
caller,
see here.
You're on the air.
Do we have a caller?
Yes.
Okay. Hello.
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Do you have?
Very well. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Well, I have been Dr. Pat Allen's client since 2006.
Wonderful.
And she has taken me through quite a wild ride. Through my divorce and this and that, and now I'm in a new relationship, and I do have a few questions where maybe I would like your assistance. The first is my wife suffers from high anxiety. She bites her nails. She pulls her hair. She's got a bald spot in the back of her head. Bites her nails, eats her skin on the inside of her mouth, and she pulls, pulls her hair as well. And I am trying to see, and she's open to treatment, but I haven't found anything. Is there something that you guys can suggest?
Well, what area do you live? What part of the world are you in?
Mission Viejo.
Okay. Well, if you want to contact the office and I can find someone in your area, I would highly recommend doing some EMDR and getting to the root causes of her anxieties. And it's a wonderful system if it's used in the right hands. And there are many good EMDR practitioners. So contact the office, because if it's already also irritating you, and anxiety can affect the entire relationship. So it's not only in her, it's something that's bugging her that you need to get to the root of. And I'm willing to have you call me, and I can help you assess that and point you in a direction. So if you want to have a short session with me, I can give you an analysis of what you need to do.
Yeah, do you want to give him your phone number or contact if he's available, or you can always reach me here? Yeah,
you can either call Sue at the office, or my direct office line is 310-528-0515. And I'd be happy to, I have been known as a PTSD specialist too, so I can assess if she's has PTSD that's causing her to do these things to herself.
And one more time, 310?
310-528-0515.
Okay, great. Yes, and then maybe you can also, I don't know if, would you be willing to do her as a session and then do work on other issues as couples as well, or would that be a conflict?
Absolutely. Not in the least. No, we can discuss that. So give me a call tomorrow, the next day when you're available, and I'll get back to you. And let me give an assessment.
Sounds good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Sue. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye. He's an old patient of Dr. Allen's. He reached out to me, and I told him you'd be on. So I'm glad he called and got that information from you.
Good. Yeah. He heard my voice. He knows what I sound like. That's good.
Yeah. Everybody, you know, I mean, I can refer people, but it's always good to talk with them directly to see if you're comfortable, because right. Some people prefer Kelly, some prefer me, and some prefer Patricia. Everybody has a different style, and some people are comfortable with different people. So starting in November, I'm going to be having drop-in ladies groups, different times. So let's say you have a certain question and you want to just drop in for one ladies groups. I have different times available. I have some mornings and evenings. You can reach out at the office and let me know. And Kelly has ladies groups, or she does privates. You can always reach us at info@DrPatAllen.com. And I can guide you to whatever coach that I think would do best for you. And don't forget the life scripts. Those are very important. Dr. Allen used to do them, and now Patricia's carrying the torch. Do you want to go over a little bit about what the life script is? I have all of my ladies do the life script, so they can find out what their script is to help them when they're moving forward into dating.
Right. It's a script, what we refer to as a script. That was Eric Burns' term. And that is how we are programmed from pre-birth, even how we are programmed in 6 months in utero. Also, as we learn from our parents, our grandparents, our schools, our churches, our communities, our culture influences our behaviors and our thoughts and beliefs, that at some point in our life, sometimes some of those things are actually what's holding us back from personal growth and being able to move forward in life and have successful relationships. So the beauty of that is when we uncover these things that we do, send out a questionnaire, 27 questions, where you do your homework and then you come and have a session, and we do an archaeological dig of how you can decide to change your own programming. And that's the beauty of it. So then that's a springboard to your growth in your group sessions too, because now you have a lot more to go on and know how you want to change.
Perfect. I just had some incidences when, I know that growth takes time, and some ladies want to grow, but they have a block. I know some people that, you know, they hear the information, but some way it gets blocked and they don't process it or fully utilize the information that we give them. What goes on when somebody's so blocked that they remember you telling them something, but they just can't do the action?
It can't get past their scripted way. You know, our scripts can be handed down generationally to behaviors and attitudes. And that's what happens when they hear new information. It can't get past what they've been programmed to think.
Oh, okay.
So they have been previously brainwashed by their upbringing. And that's what we have to uncover, to see what parts they're willing to give up so that they can actually be open to thinking differently. You have to be able to think differently before you can act differently.
Yeah. So, and when somebody, they think they're doing okay, but when I hear it, I tell them what they're doing that's not a Dr. Allen way, or it's the opposite passive-aggressive type way, but then they argue that they're right. Are they like unteachable people, or are they just not ready to learn yet?
Dr.
Pat. So many people listen to Dr. Pat, and they know her material, but they do not process it. What goes wrong there?
It's getting past the actual trying to actually implement it, and that is changing the behavior. So hearing something or reading something in a book or seeing something on Instagram is not going to really help you. It's information, but unless you implement, that's the beauty of learning the tools in your groups, Sue, and learning the tools for sessions is there are actual tools to practice. Tools meaning behavioral tools, speaking tools, communication tools. When I say tools, I mean a different way of reacting in a situation. So we say when rational communication comes from feel, think, act, or speak. So when somebody says something to you, the first thing you do is feel what they just said. But instead of reacting to it and letting something nasty come out of your mouth, you run it through your head first before you speak.
Yes. Yeah, all of those tools, the chart for that. Yeah, the chart that you just went on is on our website, drpatallen.com, the Feel, Think, Act. And so with Kelly moderates, she sits in with Dr. Allen's ladies groups, and she helps facilitate that. Kelly, you listen to a lot of the ladies grow in the ladies groups. It's been a couple of years. Unfortunately, Dr. Allen's ladies groups are full, and the ladies never leave, so we currently never have any spots available. But Kelly, do you want to tell us a little bit about the ladies groups and what valuable information Dr. Allen
is teaching? I want to reference back what you guys were talking about. What I call that is lost in translation. What happens is somehow it doesn't get, you know, it's like a person who has a vision in their head of some beautiful thing that they want to draw, but it can't get from their head to their hands. The same way with these ladies, it gets lost in translation. So I've started replacing the word tool with the word recipe. Here's the recipe.
Okay.
So if you don't put salt in it, then it lacks flavor. And if you don't put baking powder in it, it won't rise. So what I tell them is whenever you're doing something like this, it's a recipe. There are steps. And they're like, are you talking about the tools? And I go, we're not going to call them that. We're going to call them recipes, because you have to do all of these elements to come out in the end with a beautiful cookie or a lovely muffin. So let's do it this way. And that seems to be breaking through. And I think it's been a really a good way to translate, because women don't generally work with tools, you know, typically.
Per se, yeah. So, tools are more of a man, a masculine type.
Right. So I've altered it. Or I'll say to them, okay, we're going to sew a dress today. We got to have all the pieces of the pattern cut out to put it together, and this is how we do it. So I've tried to shift that into a more feminine type of thing. Seems to be helping. And what's going on in Dr. Allen's groups is just remarkable. We have two new babies that have been born to women that have gotten married or mated. And many of our women are now engaged, getting ready to be married. And we've had, I think we're at 11 women that have actually gotten married since we started. I have a few ladies in the groups that I call the resistance, the Viva La France.
Okay. And why are they resistant? Why are they resistant?
They're not exactly resistant. They're more of backsliders. And if you understand what I mean, is they get going good. They're doing really good. They're interacting good. And then the next thing you know, they get into like it's typically at 4 or 5 months, they start becoming mama. And mama is masculine. And so they step out of that feminine role that they started out in. He starts to get mad, communication breaks down, they break up, and she's splitting back all the way to mothering and masculine. So I find this happens a lot with women. They're in very high-end professional type roles. Attorneys and doctors are really bad for it. Because it's a very masculine, those are very masculine professions. They have a hard time stepping out of that, and then they end up rolling into it in the relationship. Yeah. So we have a couple of those. And the third worst group of women for doing that are people that work in the film and television industry, which I understand because I worked in film and television for a really long time, and it's a very masculine job. And if you don't have a very alpha masculine personality, they will crush you in Hollywood and you will walk away with your tail between your legs. So I think probably Patricia can attest to that as well. So I see them really, those ones that are successful in Hollywood and in the Writers Guild and things, they have a very hard time taking that fake beta feminine co-pilot role. So getting some women into the role of co-pilot and keeping them in the role of co-pilot is difficult. But Dr. Allen can be quite testy when it comes to that. And so once these ladies do that, when she goes back on them, you know, and we start over. But, you know, we had one gal that was like that, and we had gone around and around with her for, oh my goodness, almost 2 years, but she's engaged and she's getting ready to get married. And she stayed on what I call the straight and narrow feminine path.
Oh, that's
wonderful. Great. Wonderful.
Yeah. Let's see. Again, hopefully we can get some, if you cannot call in with your question, please feel free to reach out to me at the office with an email, and I'm more than happy to read it over the on air, and we'll answer it, and then you can listen to it on the archives. My email is info@drpatallen.com, and the call-in, if you want to call live, is 323-203-0815. Tell your friends that they can also call in or call me at the office if they have specific relationship questions where they just need a quick answer. We're more than available to help. Patricia, do you
and
have
no
any
one
other
knows
questions?
Your name. Yeah, I was just going to say that it's anonymous. This show is an anonymous call-in show, and it's really a useful way to get a question answered.
Yeah, utilize our information. You know, if you've got a guy that you like and you want to get his attention, we can give you some tools or some suggestions on how to get his information without speaking first. It's called the feminine flirt, the 5-second flirt. You know, reading Dr. Allen's book, Getting to I Do, and she has a great book, The Answers, that has all of the little, it's like a cliff note of all of her gems. Of pinpoint her most valuable information. You can order her books on Amazon.com. So with that, we're kind of closing out. Patricia, do you want to share anything else with the audience?
Well, a quote from Dr. Allen, the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
That's true. And we'd love to have more callers next week if possible. Kelly, do you want to share anything with the ladies?
Just want to say, call in. Book your November groups because they fill up fast. And we'd love to help you. We love you.
Thank you. Okay, people, we're going to cut the end of the show and we'd love to have you come back. See you next week.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.